listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
To have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information all in one location. Whether you're a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the ePodcast Network in our new EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your new EPN iPhone application today by clicking on the logo on the upper right-hand side of the page and never miss another show on EPN.
You know, what you think about, you bring about in your life. It's a reality. If you think about, if you focus on something, that's going to happen in your life. If you're constantly focusing on something, that's going to appear in your life. If you're constantly thinking negative thoughts, probably negative things are going to happen to you. If you're constantly thinking, you know, I don't know if I can, I don't know if I'm good enough, I don't think I can. And you go back to that book, I think I can, with the little choo-choo that, you know, the little choo-choo that could. I think I can. And as silly as it might sound, the reality is, what you think about, you absolutely bring about in your life.
The more you can acquire market valuable skills, the better off you'll be. People get scared. They think, oh, gee, I'm not going to get a job at this, or I can't do a job at that. There's always a demand out there. And what we've got to do is continually reinvent ourselves. If you think that what you did before is going to fix you for the rest of your life, you're in trouble.
This is Amber MacArthur, and you are tuned in to EPN.
And now it's time for Social Media Coffee Talk with Harrison Painter.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to Social Media Coffee Talk. I'm your host, Harrison Painter, and this is the ePodcast Network. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. Today, I want to inspire, I want to motivate. We're going to talk a little less about social media in its technical form. We're going to talk about social media in what I consider to be its purest form. Look, guys, it's really not the technology that matters. It's the people behind the technology that matter. And that means you. Right now, all of you listening to this, you have the power to build amazing relationships. You have the power to brighten someone's day. You have the power to create a movement. You have the power to create awareness all through these vehicles that we call social media. It starts with your voice, listening, engaging people. These are all very traditional skill sets. Now, why am I talking about this today? Well, number one, it really is the fuel, the heart of what makes social media work. And a lot of folks don't talk about it. You're hearing a lot about automation, outsourcing, right? All of these type of terms. Now, there is a time and place for some of that stuff, absolutely. But at the heart of all of this, the heart of what makes social media work is you, your voice, your ear, your heart, your passion, your caring about the other people. So one thing I want you guys to think about today is the power of compliments. I want you to think about when the last time, whether it be online or in person, that you gave a very sincere compliment to. Meaningful. Really meant it. Something that came straight from your heart. Giving. Now, for many of us, we give compliments a lot of times based on habit, based on pleasantries. I want you to stop and think about that for a moment. And I really want you to take time out of your day to day to take a step back. Pick somebody out. It could be on Twitter. It could be on Facebook. It could be in person. It could be somebody there at work. If you're listening to this at work, somebody you appreciate. It could be a family member. It could be your wife, your husband, your partner, any of these people. And give them a sincere compliment today from the heart. Give them a smile. I promise you, if you do that, you're going to make their day. And the beautiful thing about that, it's going to make your day too. Now, have you ever met somebody that just complained about getting too many compliments? Doesn't happen. We love compliments. There is nothing more that I enjoy than getting the feedback from all of you out there. If I've done a good show, if I've done a good video, that you learned or were motivated or inspired by something that I said, something that I did. The whole reason why I do this is for you guys out there. That's the whole reason why I do it. Because I do care about all of you. I do care about your success. I want you to leave anything that I put out there better than when you came in. That is my ultimate goal. And I can tell you, if I can touch only one of you today, only one person with this podcast, it is 100% worth everything that I put into this stuff. Sincere compliments, traditional networking skills. Don't go online and just start complaining randomly. Go online and start thanking people. Say hello. Put a tweet out. I do this quite often. Is there anybody out there I can help today? If you're having a great day, throw it out there. You could inspire somebody else. Somebody else today is not having a good day. You could be the spark that turns it around for them simply by sharing. Share that stuff. Now, here is another beautiful thing about this. When you're not having a good day, these people that you propped up, that you helped, that you inspired, that you motivated, are going to be there and have your back. And they're going to prop you up when you need it. It always comes around full circle. And we need to start thinking about that at a more deeper level. It doesn't matter if it's you. It doesn't matter if it's a company. The beautiful thing about social media here, and I say that a lot, don't I? I say that a lot, but there's so many things that are so fantastic. I truly believe social media can change the world. Now, I don't say that tongue in cheek in any way, shape, or form. I'm not trying to be cliche with that. I look at it like this. In the 40s, the 50s, and granted, I'm not that old, but you hear the stories about people being on their front porch, borrowing a cup of sugar, having a sense of community, meeting in the town square. We haven't done that for a long time. Really, from what I gather, really ever since the Vietnam War era, kind of when the hippie era ended, is kind of when all community went out the door. We kind of became selfish, self-absorbed people, right? We've got our big houses and our house payments and our brand new cars, and you know, the everybody in the house is working. We've got our two kids, and we're very, very self-absorbed. We work very hard. We come home. A lot of us don't talk to the neighbors. We kind of become hermits, in our own house, right? And the only time we kind of peek out to see what kind of brand new car maybe the neighbor bought, and we're going to go buy a new car, and the whole keeping up with the Joneses philosophy. Now, with social media, I truly believe that we're getting back to the front porch. It's in the sense of community, it's just happening now online. People are realizing, I think also people became this kind of self-absorbed hermit mentality because we felt that our voice wasn't being heard anymore, right? You really see that right now today in politics, how polarized our country is when it comes to everything right now. But with social media, your voice gets out there. You can connect quickly with people that share your same passion. Then the voices come into numbers and movements are created. Let's look at the way President Obama won his election. A huge part of that was social media, being able to get micro donations, right? Small donations from people. He created a massive movement with social media. Let's look at the Text for Haiti campaign and how money was raised to help the great folks of Haiti during their time of need after the hurricane, or after the earthquake, after the big earthquake. Movements, the Tea Party movement on the conservative side has a pretty big presence within social media, the bloggers and things like that. So people can get together. Right now, the World Cup is happening. And I believe that even though football, soccer as we call it in the United States, is not really that big of a sport, I really think that it's going to become bigger as people get into social media. Now, I say that because I'm not a big soccer fan, but I'm watching the World Cup, I'm watching matches, and I'm jumping into Twitter discussions with people and becoming active in the conversation. It creates a whole new dynamic. So you can see your voice is heard, you're meeting people, it's very, very powerful. Compliments, sincere, as you're meeting these people. Create that movement, motivate them, inspire them. Let's make this happen. Okay, so what I want you guys to do is I'm going to give you an assignment. And I want to hear from you guys that do this. I want you to write down 10 customer names, 10 people that you've worked with in the past that you've served. Okay? And I want you to write down one thing that you could do to compliment them. One thing. And I want you to call them or tweet them or Facebook them and give them that compliment. Give them a thank you. Thank you for your business. I really appreciate it. Serve them. And I think that you will see your week become more productive and more powerful. And if you are struggling right now in business, you will see a difference. Because if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a small business owner, even if you work for a Fortune 100 company, when you start changing that mindset, your own mindset, and you become that positive influence to everybody around you, things start to change. Attitudes get better. Everybody starts smiling. Everybody starts complimenting. Everybody starts getting on the same page. And this is how great things happen, everybody. And I want you all to be a part of it. All right. Well, let's get out there today. Let's compliment. Let's make it happen. Let's blow it up. Let's have a great week this week. Wherever you're at. Before we go, I definitely want you to visit my website, coffeewithharrison.com. I do a video over there 5 days a week talking social media, motivation, business tips, entrepreneur tips. Definitely tune in right here on EPN. My show airs every single Wednesday. We have some other great hosts here. Nancy Perez, Trey Pennington. Eric Dye is the amazing guy that puts all this together for us. So make sure to visit here often. And the big announcement, how could I almost forget this, right, guys? Well, I get going. I get excited. But Coffee with Harrison is going live. My Coffee with Harrison is my video program. It's going live on Ustream starting July 1st. So I'm very excited about that. 9 p.m. on Thursdays. The premiere episode is July 1st. We're going to be talking social media, entrepreneur. I'm going to be interviewing industry leaders, business leaders, social media leaders. My goal is to create massive, massive value for you guys. I'm all in. Are you guys all in with me? I hope so, because this is going to be a fun ride. 2010 is going to be a great year. If you've already had a good year, we're going to make it a great year. If you have a great year, we're going to make it a greater year. And if you've struggled, we're going to turn it around and we're going to do it right now. All right, folks. My name is Harrison Painter. This has been Social Media Coffee Talk. I could go on and on, but I want you guys to go out there and get after it. Love it, everybody. I'll see you next week.
This is Tom Scott inviting you to join me for Extreme Business Makeovers right here on EPN.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.